Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. They're cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting a chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Ah, here we go. Yeah, it's a big day.
It's a big day.
It is a big freaking day. Around these parts, and we are thrilled that you are with us. Brock Purdy in 45 minutes, Steve Kerr in 2 hours and 45 minutes. And if that's not enough, Steve Kerr did a different interview on the TK Pod, part of the Odyssey Network, that, and I texted Tim about this earlier.
Oh, you did?
I did, because I was just like, dude, that's about as compelling of an interview as I think I've heard all year. Like,
and we have him weekly.
Feels like
that's a shot at us.
And maybe it was. Maybe it was. I'm like, man, dude, nice job.
Dude,
this is
good.
Great, great content. And so for those of you who haven't heard it yet, Steve Kerr, I think the two headliners coming out of the performance on the TK Pod, which is where we'll start, is when he basically sort of, I think explains is the right word, explains
yep.
why Jimmy Butler didn't, you know, become that dog that everybody wanted him to be. Like, what was going on there with regard to the end of the Minnesota series? And then a very, very deep dive, which I can only term as strategic, quite frankly, a very deep dive on the Jonathan Kuminga issue. And so what we're going to do here in just a moment is let you hear it. And then at 888-957-9570, I wonder to what level these comments calm the waters. Do you accept the answer or not? Because quite frankly, that's where we've arrived.
Interesting phrase that you chose there, because I think for people who believe what Steve Kerr is putting down, yeah, it calms the waters. But for the people who are Team Kuminga and Steve doesn't like the young people, I think that it only stirs the waters even more.
Maybe. But this is sort of where we arrived. Like, I felt this way in a sports media way going back a number of years when there was the Colin Kaepernick controversy.
Yeah.
We arrived at a spot where it's like, dude, you've all declared. Are you here or are you over there? And nobody's going to start convincing each other otherwise anymore. And yes, it's too bad that that's the way many people view the world, but whatever, that's where we arrived. And I sort of feel like we're kind of getting there in terms of Jonathan Kuminga. And I've already been very, very open about the fact that I can't stand that that's the way this conversation went. He's just a young player who's done nothing wrong. We don't need to either be a lover or a hater. But that's the way this went. And it's very, very hard to moonwalk out of that. But that's my answer coming from someone who has always accepted Steve Kerr's answers on this, largely because I don't think Steve Kerr is this nefarious, evil human being who's got an agenda to keep the man down. Like it's
One agenda. That's to win.
Exactly. And there are multiple ways to do that, and so we can have disagreement there. That's fine. But I've always accepted his answers. I just found maybe this one to be one of the most revealing of all of his answers.
Yep.
And so I wonder, do you accept where this is based on the answer we're about to play for you?
Well, you can accept it or not accept it, but I do think when you play it and people hear it, and maybe you've already heard it, it's very revelatory. It reveals a lot about not only Steve, but the coaching staff and what the team decided was in their best interest. And there are many different facets to the answer. I don't want to tip my hand with too many remarks about it, but I agree with you that the TK pod, and I listened to it this morning as I was doing my breakfast and lunch for my 2.5-year-old daughter, and that's when I texted the group, and I was like, oh my God, at the 19-minute mark, we all need to like lock in on this, because his answer, I thought it was honest, and it was revealing about exactly how things went and where they are with Jonathan Kuminga now, and also for me, into the future.
Okay, so here's the first part of it. And again, this is from the TK show with Tim Kawakami. It's part of the Odyssey family. You should check this out. Obviously, he gets the biggest of the big in terms of Bay Area guests. It's almost like Willard and Dibbs. But anyway,
he'll get there.
Yeah, he'll get like, yeah, you know, maybe one of these days.
Keep plugging away, Tim.
Sign a little Brock Purdy action. But anyway, and there's a lot of trust there between those people and Tim. He's done that work, and so you get stuff like this. So take a listen. This is the first thing that Steve started to say about Jonathan Kuminga.
I've been asked to win, and right now he's not a guy who I can say I'm going to play 38 minutes with the roster that we have, Steph and Jimmy and Draymond, and put the puzzle together that way and expect to win. Doesn't mean he's not a really good player. Doesn't mean he's not talented. It just means the fit, and with the roster that we have, it is tricky. There's no question. And we can talk details. We can talk spacing, usage rate, all that stuff. But the game is about the puzzle fitting. It's about five guys complementing one another at both ends of the floor. All I do is, you know, I try to win. And that, you know, that doesn't, you know, necessarily mean everybody's going to be happy, whether it's the fans or the players or, you know, management, whatever. It's just, I got to do what I think is best.
Okay. So that's the first part. And I actually think we should take a moment to explain usage.
Yep.
I like, actually, as I was listening to that earlier today, I'm like, I bet there's a lot of people who don't even know what that means. Cause if I think of just usage, that's like, does that mean the percentage of the time?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You're using the guy out there on the floor.
Right.
How would you describe to the entire audience NBA usage?
It's the percentage of team plays that are used by the player. Either you have the ball and you pass it and a guy goes up and scores, or you have the ball and you go up and you score yourself. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is third in the regular season at 35%.
Yep.
And Giannis is higher, and LaMelo Ball is number one. So when you watch the Thunder in these playoffs, and you think, geez, it sure seems like Shai has the ball a lot. Well, he does. And, you know, more than one out of every three possessions goes through him. So that's what usage is.
Okay. So, and AI, because we love going to AI,
yep,
would define it as a statistical measure that estimates the percentage of a team's possessions a player uses while on the floor. So, Dan Dibley, ladies and gentlemen, is a very good definition. Okay. So now you understand usage. Now, listen to Steve Kerr as he goes a little bit deeper.
I've always felt like the type of player J.K. needs to be is, you know, I've mentioned this in the past, like Sean Marion is a guy who jumps out. And I talked about this J.K.'s rookie year, you know, with his athleticism, running the floor, putting pressure on the rim, offensive rebounds, getting into the dunker, you know, the drop-off pass from drivers, going up and dunking and guarding everybody at the other end. To me, that's what he's really built for. And we've really pushed him in that direction. And I think sometimes with young players, you know, there's a process. I mean, I think Aaron Gordon is a good example. Mm-hmm. You know, he spent years in Orlando where he was, you know, he really wanted to be the scorer and the lead guy and had some success like J.K. has, but maybe didn't really find his role and find himself till later. And I think that's kind of the hope. I mean, you know, all these guys who come into the league are so young these days. J.K. came in at 18, 19. So there's a lot of growth ahead for him. I think right now, you know, he is a ball dominant player. I mean, you know, 92nd percentile in usage rate this year in the NBA. That's really high. So on a team with Steph and Jimmy, like, honestly, I mean, Steph's going to have the ball. Jimmy's going to have the ball, you know? And so the fit is tricky. There's no question. And what JK and I've talked about a lot and what we've tried to really hammer home with him is, you know, sprint the floor and rebound and be complementary to those guys. And that's how you can find your role and find more minutes. And hopefully that will, you know, that will click and we'll find that place where he can, yeah, start to do those things and rebound and get loose balls and be a high energy, you know, possession guy. Like I said, like Sean Marion, like Aaron Gordon. I think those guys are great comps. But young guys take some time to find their place, to figure out the best versions of themselves. And I think that process is still happening.
That is 1 minute and 56 seconds of the best answer I have ever heard him give with regard to Jonathan Kuminga. My opinion. There are two sentences in there that I want to highlight. And he phrased it as, we've really pushed this to Jonathan.
Yep.
And then he circles back a minute later and says, and we've tried to hammer it home. And then at the end, he goes, and so maybe we'll get there. In other words, pushing it to the future to say, we've pushed him on this. We've hammered it home. And the suggestion is, it has not sunk in yet. And so you can totally disagree with the process. This is sports radio. You get to disagree. But that answer to me, that for me crystallized what I feel like is going on here. We'll ask Steve more about it at 5. But it sounds to me like there is a fundamental disagreement within the organization about the type of player Jonathan Kuminga should be. And right now, Steve and the coaching staff and Steph Curry think it should be one guy, and Jonathan thinks it should be a different guy, and that's why you're finding DNPs for a guy who has the talent to score 25 points a night.
Yeah, and it's because of the litany of things, and I wrote them all down, things that Steve Kerr was encouraging him to do. First one was offensive rebound, and he averaged one offensive rebound per game this year, one for his career. Be in the dunker spot, which basically is be in that cut to the hoop and get a pass after a penetrator, or be right there on the opposite side, low block, and basically just hang out, wait for a pass, and go dunk. Guarding, a sprint, be complimentary. All these things go against having a usage percentage of 27.4, which, as Steve mentioned, is in the top 8% in the association. And in fact, he's number two on the team in terms of how many possessions he uses. He's ahead of Butler. He's almost double Draymond. He's ahead of Moody. He's ahead of Buddy. He's ahead of everyone except Steph Curry. So all the things that Steve Kerr is looking for him to do are things that he doesn't do well. Maybe it's because he needs to develop that. But right now, for this team and this group, that's what you need. You don't need him to be using 27% of all your possessions. You need him to be like a Gary Payton II plus person.
Okay, so I think I know what you'll say to this, but like, I want to put this out to everyone. What would you say? Do you accept that answer?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, I love JK, and his skill set is amazing, and I do believe his ceiling is quite high. And if you want to say Sean Marion is his comp, well, that was a four-time All-Star, and it wasn't until he went to Dallas that he became an NBA champion. But the one thing about Sean, and I said it during the crossover, he averaged more than 8 rebounds a game for his career.
Yep.
So if JK wants to have Sean Marion's career, and right now, if I was Kuminga and you said, yeah, you could be Sean Marion,
woo,
I'd take it.
4-time All-Star.
Champ.
Yep.
And a guy who, I believe he led the league in rebounding once, if not twice. A guy who did the little things. He kind of did it backwards, where he learned to hustle, rebound, defend, and then he became a competent scorer. He wound up averaging 15 a game for his career.
Yeah. We're sponsored by Safeway. Really, and I mean this, would love to hear from every Kuminga debater who has been on this show and others throughout the NBA season, do you accept that answer or not? But that's what's going on. That's what's going on with the Warriors. You can love it. You can hate it. Do you accept that answer as to why we've arrived at where we have with regard to this polarizing young player? 888-957-9570 is the number. We will take your phone calls right now. And right now is the time to do it, because in a half hour, Brock Purdy is on this show on Willard and Dip.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.